What do I want in a relationship and am I going to get it? That's a question that probably plagues a lot of your minds for men out there looking for a long-term relationship. Now, my question to you isn't whether you want that relationship or not, but is what you're doing today going to get you any closer to that relationship? Are the things you're doing today the real steps for success that will ultimately lead you to the relationship that you want? By the end of this episode, I want you to truly look at what you're doing to reach the goal for a long-term relationship and be really transparent with yourself enough to see whether the things you're doing, even day-to-day, are really lining up with that goal. I'm going to start this out with a story about something that happened to me this week. This past week, I was hospitalized with a perforated ulcer, probably the most painful thing I've ever experienced. There's even some speculation that I came within hours of death. That's a pretty scary thought to think about at the age of 33. And you know what? That was one of the best experiences of my life. Now you're probably thinking, what? You had a painful experience, you shook hands with the Reaper, and you're thankful for it? Well, yeah, I am, and here's why. When I was lying there in the hospital bed, realizing just how close to death I had come, it forced me to reevaluate my life and my goals in life, and if they were getting me any closer to the things that made me happy, like establishing a long-term relationship. And what I realized was the things that I was doing and the things I was focusing on the most were actually not the things that were going to get me any closer to the goals that were in the long run going to make me the happiest. And that really scared me because I realized I was wasting my time because I wasn't going to get what I ultimately wanted. So what I want you to do today is I want you to ask yourself a question. I want you to ask yourself if the things you're doing in life right now are ultimately leading to that big goal in the end that will make you happy. In this case, are you doing the things that are ultimately leading to that incredible, happy, long-term relationship that you ultimately want? For example, if you're sitting there hoping somebody is going to fall in your lap and avoiding things like social events or any opportunities where you could meet women in person, even to a certain extent online dating, but not ever going out and actually meeting the person, you're being counterproductive. You see what I'm saying here? If your end goal is to find somebody that you have an incredible relationship with, but you're not even taking the upfront actions where you can go and meet that person, you're just not gonna get there. So I've actually got a little homework assignment for you. I want you to write down on a piece of paper the things you spend your day doing. Be honest with yourself. Don't put down what you think you should be doing, put down what you are doing. And then I want you to look at whether that list includes activities that are going to get you closer to ultimately meeting that incredible person that you want to date and start a relationship with and, hey, eventually even get married to. If you want a long-term relationship, think about if what you're doing in your day-to-day life is actually moving you any closer towards that goal. Are you going out and meeting people and putting yourself in a position where you can actually interact with new potential relationship material? Or are you just hoping it will fall in your lap? What we do day to day really does determine the outcome of what we will get in the long run. Be honest about what you do in your day-to-day life and see if it really lines up with finding that potential relationship. If it does, great. But if it doesn't, think about what you can change that will allow you to get closer to that ultimate relationship. I do help my clients to figure out new ways that they can find people, and if you're interested in any of that coaching, you can reach me at the link in the description below. I would be happy to help you out with this. And that's tip for this week. If you like the tips you hear on the show, then don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, and leave a comment. If you're listening to this on podcast, then please be sure to leave a 5-star review and comment. That's how you can help the show to grow, and the more it grows, the more great content I can keep bringing you. As always, get out there and ace it.